Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
This is Jammin' James Riley on your favorite hour for great music and festivals. Now, this week we play music from some of the artists performing at Ink and Iron Festival in Nashville, Tennessee, August the 6th through the 9th. We'll hear from Wanda Jackson, Cy Cranston, Sleepy LaBeef, Merle Haggard, Sonny Burgess, a brand new tunes from Linda Gail Lewis, as well as brand new from Jinx Jones, and so much more. We'll also speak with Trace Edwards from Ink and Iron in a little bit. Now let's kick things off in style. This band is about to do some shows in Barcelona, France, England, Germany, the Netherlands, and Belgium before resuming their tour dates in the United States and at Ink and Iron Festival. From their album Rev, here's Reverend Horton Heat and My Hat on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Smile on my face, nothing but love for the human race. But then something goes wrong, or something ain't right. I find myself in a great big fight. My hat is getting heavy to me. My hat is getting heavy to me. Every day I'm getting my hat heavy to me. The telephone rings or a knock at the door. Some big issue that I can't ignore. It's happening now most every day. I'm getting beat up each and every way. My hat is getting heavy to me. To pay my bills, so I took the old Ford for a cruise in the hills. Halfway up, heard a funny sound. Motor blew up and they're towing me down. My hat is getting heavy to me. My hat is getting heavy to me. Every day I'm getting my hat handed to me. Like it should. Picking up my baby and feeling good. I had a flat tire and showed up late. My baby got mad and canceled our date. My hat is getting handed to me. My hat is getting handed to me. Every day I'm getting my hat.
This is Danny B. Harvey, and you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
Yeah.
From his live in concert album recorded in Montreal, that's Danny B. Harvey in Crossroad Blues. Now, his new bride, Annie Marie Lewis, will be performing with him at this year's Ink and Iron Festival. Ink-N, the letter N-Iron.com is where you can find the full performance schedule. Now, speaking of Annie Marie Lewis, we know her from her Christmas tunes that we played last year. Looking forward to more recordings coming from her soon. We're going to hear from her mom, Linda Gail Lewis, coming up in the program, a brand new album that features both Annie and Danny on the project as well. Linda's brother, Jerry Lee Lewis, will be turning 80 this September, and to help celebrate, we're doing the Killer Countdown in September, counting down the top 20 of our favorite killer tracks. Go to rockabillyandblues.com. It's rockabilly, the letter N, blues.com. Click on the Killer Countdown tab and just let us know which one is your favorite. All right, the queen of rockabilly is coming up right now, Wanda Jackson. She'll be at Ink and Iron Festival. Here's her blistering hot cover of Hard-Headed Woman on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
A really hard-headed woman, soft-hearted man, been a-causing trouble ever since the world began, oh yeah. Ever since the world began, a hard-headed woman is a thorn in the side of a man. Now Adam said to Eve, listen here to me, don't you let me catch you messing around that apple tree, oh yeah. Ever since the world began, hard-headed woman is a thorn in the side of a man. Yeah, yeah. Now Samson told Delilah, loud and clear, keep your cotton picking fingers off my curly hair, oh yeah. Ever since the world began, a hard-headed woman is a thorn in the side of a man. Well, let's go one more time then, yeah. Well, I heard about a king who's doing swell, till he started playing with that evil Jezebel, oh yeah. Ever since the world began, a hard-headed woman is a thorn in the side of a man. Oh yeah.
Thank you. city has taken my baby from me. In a concrete jungle, where can my baby be? She said living in the country was bringing her down. She just wanted to see the bright lights of town. Thought she'd be back in a day or two, but weeks go by, what can I do? That big bad city is taking my baby from me. That big bad city is taking my baby from me. That big bad city has taken my baby from me. In that concrete jungle, where could my baby be? If I thought I could bring her back, I'd go right there, and that's a fact. That big bad city is taking my baby from me. That big bad city is taking my baby from me. That big bad city has taken my baby from me. In that concrete jungle, where could my baby be? In that concrete jungle, where could my baby be? Hey, in that there concrete jungle, where could my baby be?
The legendary Ink and Iron Festival comes to Nashville, Tennessee for the first time at the Bicentennial Mall Park at Municipal Auditorium August 6th to the 9th, featuring artists such as Merle Haggard, Wanda Jackson, Reverend Horton Heat, Shooter Jennings, Sharon Jones, and the Dap Kings. Also, the legends of Sun Records in the air-conditioned Big Top Tent, including Linda Gale Lewis, Carl Mann, W.S. Flew Collin, Danny B. Harvey, and Annie Marie Lewis, J.M. Van Eaton, Sleepy LaBeef, Stan Perkins, Rayburn Anthony, and so many more artists. But that's not all. See Vaudeville and cabaret performers, along with the nation's top aerial performers, custom motorcycles, hot rods, and custom cars.
And don't forget the ink.
280 of the world's top tattoo artists will be on hand for your tattoo desires. That's the Ink and Iron Festival, August 6th to the 9th at the Bicentennial Mall Park in Nashville, Tennessee. Find us online at ink-n-iron.com. This is Jam and James Riley. We just heard Rayburn Anthony with Big Bad City, as well as a rockin' instrumental cover of Superstition by Switchblade 3. Now, they promise to put on a killer set at this year's Ink and Iron Festival in Nashville, August the 6th through the 9th. Hey, it's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. On the phone, Mr. Trace Edwards from Ink and Iron Festival. How you doing, Trace?
Doing well out here on the West Coast.
Man, great to have you on the show. We've been talking about Ink and Iron Festival coming to Nashville, Tennessee for the first time. Give me a little bit of an overview of your background and then how you came into started doing the Ink and Iron Festival in the first place.
Well, my background had nothing to do with producing live events or music, live music production. I used to be a union drywaller for 25 years.
Uh-huh.
So I woke up one day, said, well, this career is ending. And my current business partner had been to some tattoo conventions. And so up in the Central Coast of California, we threw our first show together 13 years ago. Within the following 3 months of our first show, we put a deal together with the Queen Mary, and we've been now rocking the Queen Mary into our 13th year.
Man, that's incredible.
Yeah. You be careful what you wish for.
Absolutely.
And so, it's going on 2 years ago, we got a call from the city of Nashville to come out, take a look at the city and all the venues and different aspects of the city and see if it was something we could work with and put something that's vibrant together for the Ink and Iron customer. So we started working on this, close to 2 years ago, and it's been a long process, but we pulled together quite not only a music lineup, but just an amazingly engaging weekend from hot rod racing at the second oldest racetrack in America out of Fairgrounds on Friday night to cruising Broadway with all the neon sign-lit honky-tonks both Friday and Saturday night. The city's like, come on down. Invade the boulevard.
Yeah.
Broadway. So we're going to do that.
Hello.
It's Cy Cranston from his Modern Life project and the tune Shout Out. Now we're talking with Trace Edwards on the phone from Ink and Iron Festival. Tell us about the setting of Ink and Iron Festival here in Nashville.
When we started looking at venues, the Bicentennial Mall, beautiful facility, 21 acres of grass with a built-in Greek amphitheater. So at the south end of the park, basically the base of the Capitol building all lit up in the background. So it was just like amazing. And then at the north end of the park, you've got the what they built was a Carillon. Have you been to the Carillon? You ever seen that? What's up there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So, what we're doing now is we're in building a air conditioned round structure that will be air conditioned to 65 degrees. And be capable of housing up to 3,000 people to watch the Sun Records showcase, the cabaret, vaudeville shows, the pole performers. They're all in that structure up at the north end of the tent all weekend long, or north end of the park, excuse me. And so then, we step back and because we have this one area of the park, it's all tree lined, got a built-in waterfall. So what we're doing there is we're building with the tin roof stage, which you'll have your Jim Lauderdale and Billy Joe Shaver and Sun Little playing that stage through the weekend. And that is a Tennessee Mountain Shack that we've built. So all the performers are entering the stage basically the front porch of the mountain shack. So we are building stylized stages as well to really embody the essence of Tennessee as a state.
That's you know, cool.
The park was built on amazing symbolism that represents 2,000 years of history of the landmass that makes up Tennessee. So we've really drawn our inspiration from the park and all the history that it embraces. So we just try to repurpose that information and give it to our customer in a more vibrant platform and holding an iron.
That's cool.
How much I love that woman of mine. How much I love that woman of mine. A sweeter love I'll never find. And I want her with me all the time. What would I give to have her now? What would I give to have her now? I'd give my life. It's no good no how. If I can't have her with me all the time. Well, if you see her, tell her from me. Her sugar daddy full of misery. I want to see her when the sun goes down. I'll be looking all over town, cause I can't stop my crazy heart. No, I can't stop my crazy heart. If the feels just like it'll break apart. And I want her with me all the time. Let's get it now. When the sun goes down, I'll be looking all over town, cause I can't stop my crazy heart. No, I can't stop my crazy heart. If the feels just light, it'll break apart. If I can't have her with me all the time.
That's Sleepy LaBeef with All the Time from 1957. Now, Sleepy will be performing at this year's Ink and Iron Festival. People can go to ink-n-iron.com and find the full lineup there. How was the booking process for this? How'd that come about for you?
Well, some years ago, I learned very quickly to get a booking agent to work with booking agents.
Yeah.
Because it's a whole different world. They speak a different language, and to be frank, their mindset is completely unique to that world. So rather than me dive deep and just trying to learn that, I did it the first 3 years where I handled all booking, but now I have an agent who him and I work hand in hand. I set the course, and he pulls the triggers. So it has helped get us to where we're at and help streamline me, because there are just two people that design and lay it all out and put it all together, and that's, you know, my business partner and I, Ryan Mandreschi. So, you know, it's quite a bit of work, and so, you know, we've been able to build a solid team around us that has allowed this event to grow and embrace all the different acts that it does.
How different was planning for Nashville after so many years of doing this in California, which you're still continuing to do in California?
Well, actually, this is the last year for Ink and Iron Long Beach. This will be the only year that there's actually two Ink and Irons, but it officially is, Nashville is its home come 2016.
Gotcha.
And then what's left in Long Beach is a whole new event that we're pushing forward with, but Ink and Iron now calls Nashville home.
Gotcha.
And planning for Nashville has been a little different in the sense that I've no longer got my ship tied to the outdoor venue. The equivalency is now the Municipal Auditorium, and that's where you've got the 280 tattoo artists flying in from upwards of 48 countries.
Yeah.
So you've got the art community at the Municipal Auditorium, and then we've got our full outdoor event just 1,000 feet away down in Municipal, Bicentennial Mall Park.
Yeah.
Now we've got a park. Now we've got more grass, more land. How do we continue to make it vibrant and flow and not feel vacant or, you know, a lapse in the energy that we currently possess? So that's been our biggest challenge there, is just making sure we're bringing every stretch of fiber that we have and enjoy in Long Beach to Nashville, and not making the show any less than it ever has been.
New injection will now, but I'd rather be blown. Can't think of a faster way to get home. Six carburetors on a 671. I'll mash it to the floor and you better hold on. Cause I'm a supercharger. I'm a supercharger. I'm a supercharger. I'm a supercharger. When I wind it up and I'm zooming raw, just dump the clutch and you mash it to the floor. I know it ain't do my motor no good. I got the fastest car in the neighborhood. Cause I'm a supercharger. I'm a supercharger. I'm a supercharger. I'm a supercharger. One carb, two carb, three carb will do. A board and stroke ain't gonna help you. Leaving if you got yourself a high lift cam, it ain't gonna help you. I'm a supercharger man, I'm a supercharger. I'm a supercharger. I'm a supercharger. I'm a supercharger.
Lanark Records is a premier rock and roots label that wants to help make your musical dreams come true. If you're an artist or songwriter that wants help getting your songs heard, maybe Lanark is the place for you. They offer a full-service recording studio and record label, distribution and music publishing, along with an outstanding engineering and production team. For more information, go to LanarkRecords.net or call them at 717-945-5500. Real people playing real instruments having real fun. The fabulous Charlie Gracie returns with his brand new Lanark Records release, Angel on My Shoulder.
I keep an angel on my shoulder, and the Lord has got my back.
Featuring a mixture of songs dealing with life, love, and faith, Charlie Gracie, Angel on My Shoulder.
Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby, won't you let me take you on a secret?
Special guest vocals by fellow Philadelphia icon, D.D. Sharp.
Yeah.
Charlie Gracie.
Simple song, simple song. I sing to my Lord, yeah. Makes me feel good, I'm not afraid.
Charlie Gracie, Angel on My Shoulder, produced by Quentin Jones on Lanark Records.
Cool, baby. Cool, baby.
Hey, we're back on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Now, just a moment ago, we heard Hot Rod Walt and the Psycho DeVilles with Supercharger. Trace Edwards from Ink and Iron Festival is our guest this episode. we were talking earlier about not only some newer acts, that you've got everything from Suicidal Tendencies and Misfits to legendary legacy artists like Merle Haggard, Wanda Jackson, these Sun artists like Carl Mann, Sleepy LaBeef, W.S. Fluke Holland, who we just had on the show in March. This is great, and I love that you're giving a platform and recognizing what some of these legacy artists have done and will have an effect on for years to come.
Absolutely. I'm hoping that having these legends there inspire some youth to put down the turntable and pick up an instrument.
Yeah.
You know, and figure this out and keep this music styling alive and well into the 22nd century.
Sure.
And that's really what we've always kind of been about, whether it be from a musical standpoint or a historical tattoo standpoint to a historical automobile car club standpoint. We always are trying to find the history and present it to a new audience in a modern age. And we've got that. We've done that on many different levels. So there's a whole museum aspect to the show as well in the automotive car culture scene. So it's not just watching. There's actually reading and taking in, three-dimensional displays. Feast for the eyes, really.
Yeah. Great Sonny Burgess with Red Headed Woman, a tune he recorded at Sun Records and a showcase at this year's Ink and Iron Festival. Here's Trace Edwards from Ink and Iron.
Of course, I love all of what the Sun Records showcase is bringing us. That is going to be one hell of a, what we've done is, yes, if you're able to come on Saturday, you've got all eight of those Sun Records bands playing in the world's largest air-conditioned big top. That is what we're constructing right now, and that's the north end of the park.
Yeah.
But what we've also done is we've taken and said, all right, if you can't come on Saturday, well, you've got half of them playing on Friday and a second half of them playing on Sunday. So you can just about capture that Sun Record sound any of the 3 days if you can't come for the full day on Saturday.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to all of that.
Man, me too.
Yeah, that is something that I, again, feel very special and privileged that we were able to pull so many of the legendary musicians back, wrap them around full bands, and give that to the fans.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I don't care if you pack and leave, 'cause I ain't gonna sit around home and grieve. Well, I don't care if you find another man, far as I'm concerned, it'll all be grand. But baby, I don't care. Don't matter to me. Well, I ain't gonna sit and watch the time slip by. I'm gonna paint this town about infinite. Well, don't come knock knocking on my door, 'cause I don't want your kind of love no more. Baby, I don't care. It don't matter to me. Saying goodbye, this is the end. Well, don't come knock knocking on my door, 'cause I don't want your kind of love no more. Baby, I don't care. Don't matter to me. It don't matter to me. It don't matter to me.
Another one of the great legacy artists appearing at Ink and Iron Festival, that's Carl Mann with Baby I Don't Care. ink-in-iron.com, where everybody can find out all the full lineup, ticket info, and everything. I really appreciate you being on the show. Is there a request from one of the artists performing out there you want to hear?
Well, something from Merle.
Okay.
Something along the lines of, I don't know, let's go with, Today I Started Loving You Again.
Okay, you got it.
Can't get enough of Merle.
Absolutely, and it's so cool that you've got him out here. You got this new project with Willie, which it's got a single of, what is it? It's All Going to Pot.
yes. It came out on, I think, April 20th.
Yeah.
It was quite apropos and very funny.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, and we feel very privileged to be hosting Merle as his only 2015 Nashville appearance. The Thursday night that he is performing, it's actually a special Under the Stars two-hour performance where he's not only singing all of his hits, he will be having special guests and in between songs giving us a little bit of story and insight into what was taking place in his personal life that then gave him the juice to create the hit that we know. So we're going to learn that Thursday night is a very one-off, unique, special night of Merle that we don't typically ever get.
No, that's something that people don't get. I mean, that is something that people need to come see, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, to have him give us that insight firsthand, and the way that we've set up the stage in the amphitheater, it will give you that just that feeling of being in Merle's living room.
Yeah.
With him just in a chair right in front of you, giving you that firsthand experience, and then backing it up with singing that hit song. So I do impress upon everybody that the Thursday night is one hell of a special night under the stars. And it really is the first legitimate concert simultaneously to take place in this amphitheater. The state opened up the Bicentennial Mall Park 12 years ago. And so it's kind of been linked ever since with not many at all large events. So we were actually, you know, when the city showed us this, they're like, you know, you take over the park, you'll actually be the first people to ever do it. And that's like, it sounds great.
That's wonderful.
So you figure out that when no one's ever done something before, there's no step ladder on the steps you take to get there.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's been a bit of a challenge with the city, because now we're actually writing an operation manual for the city in relation to the park, so that others coming behind us will know and the city will know how it operates within its city during, you know, they've never had this. So it's been a challenge, but come on out this Thursday night will be one night like no other with Merle.
That's very cool. Well, we got Merle Haggard coming up on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Today I started loving you again. I'm right back where I've really always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heartache mend. Then today I started loving you again. What a fool I was to think I could get by with only these few million tears I cried. I should have known the worst was yet to come, and that crying time for me had just begun. 'Cause today I started loving you again. I'm right back where I've really always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heartache mend. Then today I started loving you again.
The Lewis family doesn't have to perfect the rock and roll attitude because they invented it. The queen of the pumping piano is back, and she's just getting started.
He's a real bad boy, and he's sweet on me. He's my good rockin' man. He's my hard rockin' man.
Linda Gale Lewis makes her Landmark Records debut with Hard Rockin' Woman.
Now pretty soon you're gonna see, you wish you never heard of me. 'Cause I battle with the bottles of the problems with my gun.
Featuring a stellar band, including guitars by Danny B. Harvey and Quentin Jones, as well as backing vocals by her daughter, Annie Marie Lewis.
Heartbreak happens, and I might lose control.
Linda Gale Lewis, Hard Rockin' Woman, produced by Quentin Jones on Landmark Records. Gears and Gals magazine began with a simple goal: to put out the hot rod magazine they wanted to read. Gears and Gals Hot Rod and Pinup magazine features exactly what you would expect: pinup girls, artist profiles, events coverage, builder profiles, and of course, traditional and custom hot rods. It's also printed in the USA on the best quality paper and inks available. Find them online at gearsandgals.com. Gears and Gals magazine, the only hot rod and pinup magazine you'll ever need. Your source for rockabilly, blues, surf, roots, early country, and rock and roll. This is the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Now, we just heard Today I Started Loving You Again, a classic from Merle Haggard, inducted in the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1994 and performing at this year's Ink and Iron Festival. Now, as promised at the start of the show, we have a brand new track from the Queen of the Pumpin' Piano and another artist at this year's Ink and Iron, Linda Gale Lewis. This is from her upcoming Landmark Records release produced by Quentin Jones called Hard Rockin' Woman. From that project, let's debut the tune Hard Rockin' Man.
Sonata.
It's a Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. World premiere.
Hey, good looking, come be mine.
stars. He's my good rockin' baby. Yeah, he's my hard rockin' man. He makes all the girls crazy. He's a hard rockin' man.
Brand new release called Twangtastic. That's Jinx Jones on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Now we're playing artists performing at this year's Ink and Iron Festival. Now we heard from Danny B. Harvey early on the show. Now he'll also be performing with his group 69 Cats. Here they are with a cover of Black Cadillac from their album Transylvanian Tapes.
I caught you cheating and running round, and now I'm gonna put you in a hole in the ground. I'm gonna ride to your funeral, darling, in a black Cadillac. Oh, you think you are, oh baby, but you can't come back. Now I'm gonna pump you off, gonna tell you the reason why. You're worth more me dead, darling, than you survive. I'm gonna ride to your funeral, darling, in a black Cadillac. Oh, yeah, you think you won, oh, baby, but you can't come back.
a pistol, a great big 45. I'm gonna bring you back, baby. Dead or alive, I'm gonna ride to your funeral, darling, in a black Cadillac. Oh, yeah, you think you won, oh, baby, but you can't come back. Throw that dirt in your face. I'm going right to your funeral, darling, in the black Cadillac. Oh, yeah, you think you won, oh, baby, but you can't come back. Cold, a diamond ring on my hand. I'm gonna put you underground. I'll find myself another woman. I'm gonna ride to your funeral, darling, in a black Cadillac. Oh yeah, you think you won, oh baby, but you can't come back. You ain't coming back, baby.
Just a song about the trouble and the strife. And you do the walk. You do the walk.
album titled The Wolf. That's Shooter Jennings and his cover of the Dire Straits classic Walk of Life. Now, Shooter, of course, is the son of Waylon Jennings and performing at Ink and Iron Festival, along with everyone you heard on this program. Ink-in-iron.com is their website for their full lineup and all of the info about the festival. And now stay tuned for more great music and interviews. Until then, it's Jammin' James Riley saying keep on rockin'.